So as jury selection continues in the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman trial, George Zimmerman, of course, is accused of killing Trayvon Martin. Prosecutors are saying that it was racially motivated. Some prospective jurors are speaking. One of them said that he's afraid that his identity would be made public. He said that he's afraid that I would anger strangers, that someone would retaliate. The next prospective juror, who is a black person, said he had been angered by the saber-rattling of black leaders and did not agree with the racial connotations that came to engulf the case. He says, and I quote here, "I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, but I don't think it was racial." Another prospective juror questioned about her media exposure said she watched morning shows and used newspapers only to line her parrot cage or to clean up her other animal messes. "I just don't think they're truthful," she said. Of course, they're saying that juror selection may be the longest part of the trial of Mr. Zimmerman. And, of course, Zimmerman was the neighborhood watch volunteer who claimed self-defense in shooting and killing the unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin. So it'll be interesting to see, and some of the jurors or prospective jurors are speaking out so far. It's going to be a long go, a long row to hoe, as they like to say. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.